And now, live and recorded digitally from the Spinning Unrest Studios, it's Live with Johnny. Here's Johnny!
Not sure if it's because I'm starstruck by Stephen Wayne and being so honored that he would do our opening, but I just realized the way he says the word, he goes, digitally?
Recorded digitally? He's got cadence, man.
He really, well, listen, when you've done it for as long as he's done it and as well as he's done
that's
it,
right.
What the hell do you expect? Please don't put the camera closer.
I'm cutting off your head. Dude, you move all around. I say off sit where you're going to sit, and then, yeah, see? I can't track that.
Is this good right here?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, off of his head. I can't track that. I can't track you, boy. So we'll have a guest tonight. Mr. Wayne Watt's going to join us. So he's going to help us talk about a couple of topics and add in his two cents. And he's also going to give us the heads up on if it's a good time to buy a house, bad time to buy a house, or maybe sell your fucking house. You want to sell your house?
I might sell the house.
Hannah's upstairs right now. The hell you will, motherfucker. She's dug her heels in, bro.
I would be open to offers. Let's put it that way.
I really can't believe that you haven't decided to go south yet. We talked about this on last week's show about if you could pick up and move anywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm just really surprised that you're not southern North Carolina to South Carolina or in between to Florida somewhere. I can't.
It's pure laziness.
Oh, well.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just lazy. I just don't want to do that.
Sir. Yes. I applaud your honesty.
Thank you.
But I would, today is March. We said it's March 21st. It's cold as shit. And the wind, you live on a hill, right? I'm right about that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
it blows the garbage cans over. It's like a freaking, right through here, it's like a tunnel. It's ridiculous.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. Hate it.
Do you have a mayor or do you have a selectman in this town?
We have a councilman.
Councilman, fix the wind.
It's like a select. I don't know what it is.
We don't care about homelessness. We don't care about hunger. We don't care about any of that stuff.
Fix the wind.
Fix the wind. Before we call Wayne, we get him on the line. We start going through everything we got to go through. Inquiring minds want to know, did you get the birthday dinner you wanted?
I did.
Was it?
It was incredible.
Do you know what your wife's answer was when I said, how is this birthday weekend?
I can only imagine.
She goes, he did good. I'm like, he did good?
And she patted me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He did good.
Yeah,
he's a good boy.
Like, he was a good boy.
He's a good boy.
I'm like, oh, all right. Well, not really sure what that means, but apparently on your birthday weekend, you did good. Are you a St. Patrick's guy?
I'm not a St. Patrick's guy. Don't do it. Don't like it.
I myself stopped doing the St. Patrick's thing about 10 years ago. Not that I'm against it or not. You know, I'm not like, I don't think they should stop it, but I don't know.
I saw a funny thing online that said St. Patrick's Day is the 420 for alcoholics. Well, and I think that's kind of right. It's just the reason to drink, right?
And when we get, and one of our stories lends to that. And
okay.
We'll get more into that once we call Wayne. There was another question I had for you, and it's just absolutely.
That's fine. We can move on.
Your tattoo's coming in nice. Did you ever tell me what Age of Quarrel means?
It's an album by a band called the Cro-Mags, an old skinhead band I used to go see.
Oh, sorry I asked.
Aren't you glad you know that now?
Well, that was tonight's show.
That's a wrap.
I realized we were going to get on air tonight and support the skinheads, but here we are. Just remember, he said it.
It was the 80s, bro.
He said it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the 80s.
It was the 80s.
Here in 2024, let me get the old fucking tattoo on there. Don't get that swat.
We were nice skinheads. We weren't racist. Like, we were nice.
Oh.
We were the nice kind.
Thank you for clearing that up. I knew there was a bad side, and then there was a good.
Yes.
Were you a greaser, or were you a soch?
It's a soch. When you're a jet.
From your something to your first cigarette, your last cigarette or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
What was the name of the movie? West Side Story.
West Side Story.
West Side Story. All right.
Yes.
Let's call Wayne, and then we're going to get started. What's the girl? Maria. All
right. Yes.
Now you got me West Side Story. People probably just looked at me. I got Vapor Lock frozen.
You were
like,
so Vapor Locked.
What's her name? What's this guy's name we're calling?
Wayne Watt.
Wayne Watt from Dave Riley Real Estate.
Let's go, Wayne. Pick up the phone.
Well, we'll get Wayne. We'll talk about it, and I'll tell you what I think you should get for this house.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
You got a nice fucking spot, bro.
Thanks.
And you still have the pool, right?
I do, and the hot tub. It's ringing. Oh.
Hello.
Hey, are you happy with your car's warranty? I'm just calling about that and wondering if you're happy with that.
You know, I'm not happy. What did you have to offer?
Well, you should see what I could do to a tailpipe.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, I'm coming in hot, kid. I'm coming in hot.
You sound like you got a lot of mileage.
Oh, that's mud. Are you talking about my mud flaps?
No, I'm talking about those ball tires.
You gotta keep the front yard clean and the backyard off limits. You know what I mean, bro? Hey, before we get started, let me just ask: how are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Life is good. I'm currently unemployed.
I was wondering when we were going to talk about this.
We're not talking about that today.
Not
so
now.
If you wanted to come back on in a couple of weeks when I'm still unemployed, I'd love to have an unemployment talk with you because you're very good at that stuff. But we're definitely not doing that tonight. My head is not in the space for that shit.
I got it.
But life is good, man. Listen, I worked at the same place for 18 years. I'm just kind of trying to find the right thing. But if you definitely want to come back on and talk about that in, like, let's say 2 weeks, I would love that because you're good at that shit.
So what are we covering tonight?
Well, tonight we are going to cover you're going to correct me at some point if I'm wrong, but I know you're a parent. Obviously, your wife just had your first son.
Correct.
But are you a stepfather as well? Or am I wrong on that?
I'm a stepfather and a regular father.
Right. Ooh, but see, fancy. I'm the same, but I would call myself just a straight up father because it's not like,
I like to distinguish between the two. That way I can get out of the responsibilities of the kid that's not mine.
It's a good angle. Oh. It's not a bad angle.
You know what I mean? Anytime it's something early, it's your kid.
Right, but if the stepchild grows up and they're like a forward for the Knicks and they sign that contract,
I'm the father.
Then it's where's my other boy?
Right. Where's my son? Where'd he go? Hey, where'd he go?
Where's my son? Get him out of the way. That other dad was never in the picture.
Right. Or if you have a daughter and she grows up to be the WNBA, you can say I'm just a stepdad. She should get a real job.
Yeah. I could be like, my God, you're freaking taller than I am, for Christ.
We're going to, I want to talk about parents and just how they're terrible these days, just for a little while, because we got a couple of stories on that. One, we're going to take somebody's side. The other one, we're going to go after some people. And then at the end, I want you to give me a 5-minute rundown on whether it's a good time to buy a house, sell a house, or neither. So make sure you got that answer ready to go. And then we're going to tell Kirk to sell his house and move south. But let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Not sure if you've been on the website lately. We put up a poll last week to see what I would call a second-tier holiday. And I gave three answers. I gave St. Paddy's Day, Halloween, and Easter. Rank those 1 to 3, your favorite.
What was it? It's St. Patrick's Day, Easter, and what?
And Halloween.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day is the second rank.
Interesting. He's right. A drinking man.
So. You like St. Paddy's Day over the other two?
No. I don't know. I'm a bad person to ask that.
Are you one of those adults that's like, oh my God, it's Halloween, I can't believe it? Like it takes Halloween, like one of them weird, awkward adults who takes Halloween so goddamn seriously?
No, like the guy at the end of my street.
There's always one.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude, this guy has... It's sick because that's like the event for the night. We just walk him down there and we walk him back. He gets like two houses in and he thinks that's Halloween now.
Fantastic.
But, dude, this and I'm like, where the frig? He's got his whole front yard covered in every blow-up thing you could ever imagine. And no good dolls. But I'm like, where do you keep this shit during the year?
Listen, there's a place in Naugatuck, and obviously they close off the whole neighborhood, and everybody gets involved. It's like the most serious thing in the world.
And, yeah, it's their Super Bowl.
It's
Super Bowl, exactly.
They got like live bands playing. Yeah. One dude put his family cruiser as the Ghostbuster car. It was a whole thing. But
you know,
Kirk had a good thing right before you came on. He said that St. Paddy's Day is the 420 for alcoholics.
I think it is.
I mean, it seems that way. It's just a reason, right?
It's just another reason.
Yep.
Right.
It's loud. Well, when you talk about why I don't like St. Patrick's Day, I'll go through the whole thing. We'll save that for the air.
Okay.
Is that what we're doing? We're talking about this online? Like,
we're live. We are live right the fuck now, bro.
Like, we're live right now?
Bro, you
wait a minute. Let me put my makeup on.
Let me put my makeup on.
He thought
on.
We were just fluffing him.
Wait a minute. I don't even have pants on yet.
He doesn't have. Wait, I don't want to ruin this for you, but nobody can fucking see you.
I don't have pants on either, bro. You're fine.
Yeah. Kirk and I don't have pants on either, and you can't see us playing footsie underneath the table.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
He has a sign right on a thing before you come in here, take your pants off.
No pants.
No pants allowed.
No pants.
Now listen.
No, so St. Patrick's Day, I'm there, no pants. I'm like, it smells like crap because, I mean, corned beef and cabbage, whether you like it or not, it smells like death.
Not a good smell. I agree.
It smells. So there's one sense down the drain.
Yep.
If you don't like bagpipes, there goes your auditory sense, because that's just the loudest, most annoying thing you ever heard.
And the color green. What if you don't like the color green?
The color green. If you don't like the color green,
you're or men
skirts,
you're
basically, if, you know, that's not a very visual-friendly day in my book.
Fucking too
and
old.
And then too if old you're going to be around bastard. People who are going to be, you know, loud and obnoxious and annoying and be that's drunk, you got to be drunk too, otherwise.
Yep.
Just get in the car and get killed by him on the way home, you know?
Oh, well, that took a bright turn.
Other than that, what a fucking fantastic day.
It's perfect. I look forward to it.
You got to remember, sometimes.
But other than that, yeah, March. Love it.
Listen, love it.
Life can be hard. Life can be tough. The world sucks. So life can be short. So I think it's just another reason for everybody to get out of their house and go celebrate and have a good time.
There you go.
You know what else too? They got the Irish are known for their food. What a fantastic cuisine!
Hey, listen,
he's spitting facts, dude.
As a guy who's half Italian and half Irish, we couldn't afford much, right? And sometimes
so
you just gotta
so
boil some shit.
That's why everybody gets to laugh at this.
We are all cousins. Everybody in Connecticut, literally, is fucking cousins. Mr. Rano, how the hell are you? Now, there's a handsome man right there.
That's a good
Dave
looking man.
Dave Rano. Now, you want to hear a funny thing? I'm going to get completely off topic right now. I know two married couples who are married and have the same birthday. Is that weird?
That's strange.
Remember that Dave we used to work with?
Yeah. Same birthday as his wife?
His wife and Mr. Rano and his wife, same birthday.
That seems super
same
unlike.
Lane, different highway. Yeah. I've been pulled over twice in the same day. Two different days.
What? What are the chances?
Number one, I don't know how you got to there from where I just was.
I told you it was a different highway.
Same lane, though.
I saw him once on the highway. I'm in a Tools Plus truck when I used to work over there at the Tools Plus.
No, this is great.
I'm fucking training like two people in a box truck, two new employees. All of a sudden, there's this car like chasing us down. The girl's like,
You're starting way too late in the story.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm trying to get a hold of him to bring him to Guns N' Roses, right? Call him, text him, email him, Facebook message, smoke signal, no answer, right? I swear to effing God, dude, I sent a message at like Costco in Waterbury getting gas. I get on the highway. And lo and behold,
and there he is.
Plus, it's fucking coming right down the highway by friggin' by Texas Roadhouse. And that's where we picked the story up.
And he fucking, girls, I think he's trying to get your attention, and he's just fucking.
Is it going to hurt us?
And we're, now we're like, and the girl, she was like just brand new, and she's like a little shy girl, you know. She's probably like 30 years old. We just hired her, nice girl. And she thinks that, like, he's going to yell at me. I'm going to yell at him. We're rolling down the windows.
Road rage.
We're fucking, you know, we're from the valley, and we're throwing our hands up in the air as we're talking to each other. But little does she know each other. We're in love. But she fucking, it was fucking pretty goddamn funny.
We both still had our valley football uniforms on.
That's awesome.
Keep talking.
Amazing.
So before we get into our first subject, Kirk's got to go hit a switch. I'm going to give you two topics tonight, Wayne. We're going to talk about a set of parents who got hammered on the beach, and then we're going to talk about a mom who got, and then we're going to talk about a mom who got fired from her job because she showed her boobies on the internet. And we're going to get your opinion on that.
Okay. Okay.
As soon as Kirk Michael comes back, and we can get to that. Easter, are you a ham guy?
I'll eat ham. Yeah, I like ham.
Fucking love ham.
We grew up Italian, you know what I mean? We and then we did our DNA. I found out we were Greek, so I just identify as Italian now, I guess. No. But
do you know how they separate the Greek men from the Greek boys?
Pry bar.
Oh God.
With a crowbar.
Oh, I know what I got.
All right, now that we got that insensitive joke out of the way, and somebody can send me a message about it. Let's go to our first story about parents. As I'm a parent, Kirk's a parent, Wayne's a parent,
yes,
and most of you who are watching are parents. These wonderful parents decided, let's pack up the car, let's pack up the old Ford minivan, and let's go fucking to the beach for the day with the kids. Well, these two parents were awoken by police on the beach after they fucking got hammered and passed out on top of each other on the beach. And their kids went missing as they were passed out on the beach.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And then the kid gets up as the cops got him handcuffed. He's like, hey, I find my kids. And he tries to run away handcuffed and face plants into it. It's absolutely
Look
hysterical.
Look at his face, bro.
Oh, yeah. He's an absolute moron. The only thing I forgot to check is what age is this? What age are these idiots? Did they give the ages on them? 27 years old.
Yeah, I wanted to know what the age of the kids are.
Well, the parents are 27 years old.
Five and seven, the kids.
Okay, 5 and 7.
That's young.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but by then I expect my kid to be making his own sandwiches.
That's true. There should be a little self-sufficiency there.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
If the kid was at all self-sufficient, he'd have had his own little lunch packed. Let dad have his day.
Just let dad enjoy his day.
You know where the car's parked. And you can't go anywhere because dad's laying on the keys. So.
Does that mean you have to pack enough lunch so that when dad's fucking hammered, they can all just rest it out in the car and you have another meal ready to go?
You know, here's my tuna. Here's my chips. Dad's Pedialyte.
Dad's Pedialyte. Yo, I think
so. So where were the kids when they found them?
Just roaming around the beach.
Yeah, they're like a half mile down the beach.
Yeah, they were a half mile down the beach. Luckily, they weren't in the water or anything like that. God. But you know, they
just—that's insane.
Oh yeah, they were, and they were shit house drunk. They both were like,
what were they drinking?
Mick Ultras.
Mick Ultras.
30 of them.
Yeah,
they never drink know.
30.
That in the sun.
Being a child of the 80s, I remember my dad being able to drink a half a rack of Schaefer's and drive us home. Like, who are these rookies, put man?
That's rookie. Yeah. Rookie number.
Yeah, he forgot to drive you home before it kicked in.
Yeah.
This guy's a rookie. He wanted to, who knows? Where was this Scoville's?
What did he say?
Where was it? Scoville's dam? What? This was at the beach, you said?
Where the fuck is Scoville's dam? Are you just.
No, this is Daytona Beach.
What the fuck is Scoville's?
Oh, Daytona Beach. Sorry, it's cutting in and out a little bit. I thought you said it was in Wolcott.
No, only in Florida. No, well, it could happen in Wolcott too. It could happen in Wolcott.
This is a real Florida story. There's got to be eating people on the highway or a plane landing on 95 or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
I just.
Oh, that's freaking hilarious! All right, so we got gators involved here. We have snakes. And these people are just freaking passed out.
You got meth. You got meth infused pedophiles down there, man.
Yeah, no meth. Where was it? Where was this? Flagler Beach.
Oh, if you look at the dude, the father.
Oh my God.
There's no way this dude hasn't dabbled with meth. He looks like the type of dude who smokes a little meth and then steals, like, you know, steals your exhaust pipe or your tires off your car while you're sleeping.
Catalytic converter.
Yeah, exactly. He owns a Sawzall. He's taking a catalytic converter.
He's got a Sawzall.
I'm telling you right now. And they were mad at the cops. They called the cops dickheads and said, "What are you doing? We're just trying to have a family day."
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Wayne, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you would never get absolutely obliterated while you were with your children and then try to drive them home. Is that correct?
Not unless my wife was completely sober.
That's what I'm saying. Good for, see, that's, yeah. Yeah. That's.
No, no, if it's either going to be one or the other. Like, we went to the beach one morning, it was 9 a.m., cracked a whatever, and was like, you got to watch it today, kiddo. You're the anchor, you know what I mean? So
that's yeah, good parenting.
I got shot fotched, and she basically just ran after a toddler on the beach, and you know, we're a good team. Well, John, this, you know?
Hey, and then the next time it's her turn, right?
And then the next time it's her turn.
Like when she wants, when you got to go over your white bougie friend's house so she could scrapbook and have Zinfandel, it's your turn to drive.
Seriously. Oh, wife smells, inside of the car smells like Zinfandel again.
Yeah, they bust out a box of wine and start talking about everything they're pissed off
What's
about.
What's the occasion? Jeez.
Ooh. Honey, are we celebrating something? What's with all the Franzia?
You got the fancy box tonight.
Ooh.
Franzia.
Check it out. It stands right up in the fridge. Look at this.
Your child is still young, correct? Little guy's probably what, like 4 or 5 now?
He is just turned 4 in January.
Nice. All right. Let's say you went to like school to meet the kindergarten teacher in your first grade, whatever. She's attractive, and then about 6 months later, Wayne, you find out that she has a side hustle. I don't know if you've heard about it, but it's called OnlyFans, and.
Oh yeah.
Some people.
I think that's what that guy Jeff's wife found him on before he didn't kill himself.
Who?
Jeff Epstein. Uh-huh. Do you know Jeff Epstein?
That guy.
I will not answer that question.
Yeah. Do you know? I don't know. Yeah.
I plead the fifth.
No. Go ahead. Saying.
Would you? And I want an honest answer. If you found out that your child's teacher had a side hustle on OnlyFans. Whether she was popping balloons with her butt cheeks or smearing her toes in Hellman's mayonnaise or doing the hardcore. Would you honestly say to your wife, yo, we got to say something. This chick's got to go. Or do you just say what she does behind her closed doors is behind her closed doors?
It depends on how it was found. You know what I mean? Like, if I was having a lonely time and, I stumble upon this OnlyFans by myself, then how the hell do you know about it, sir?
Well, yeah, you can't. You know what I mean? You can't.
But if I'm just, like, in, like, the neighborhood Facebook page and somebody's passing around, I'm like, I think they call it virtue signaling, where I'm pretending like I'm better than everybody else and would never do something like that. Exactly. And then bring it right under the bus, teach.
I have money down on the table that says 8 out of 10 parents that are complaining about this are the less attractive moms who couldn't do it.
Wait, do you think it's just the ugly moms?
Dude.
Come on.
Listen. It is, you got to put yourself through school somehow. You know, and this is a great way to work for yourself. You make your own hours. You know, there's no boss. It's in the privacy of your home. You're safe.
It's a small business. You know? She's an entrepreneur.
If you're
a small business, there's probably loans out there.
Yeah. If you're not shy and you're a go-getter and you don't mind shaking the tatas on the old internet, and the teacher's salary pays you $44,000 a year, but now you're making.
She got the benefits through that, which is nice. You know what I mean?
Right, you get the bennies.
This is like a 1099 thing. She gets to write off a home office. She probably gets to do the gas or the mileage, like I do for real estate. which we'll touch on later. But fantastic side hustle. Just probably don't want to do it while you're a teacher.
She made like
the combos.
She made like $1.3 million on the side. And here's the thing. She kept teaching because it's what she loved to do. So now you have a
and for the bennies.
Yeah. You have a multimillionaire willing to teach your kids. I'm gonna tell you right now. I don't care. Do you know what I mean?
I don't care. Do what you gotta do.
The only difference with her and the other teachers who don't do that, she just puts her stuff out there for the world to see. I mean, the kids can't get on there. I mean, I don't look into my eyes, whoever's watching this. I've never been on OnlyFans. I don't know how to get on there. Nobody accuse me of nothing. But I'm assuming okay. You have to be 18 years old to get on there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and you need a credit card.
You have to have a credit card. Now, let's not assume that kids can't find shit on the internet.
Yeah, of course.
I am going to say, I'm going to poo-poo on the people who complain, not the people who are doing it. Nobody's getting hurt. It's all legal. And it's their decision and it's their choice.
Let her teach my kids. I'd have no problem with that.
Listen, when it comes to COVID and your fake ass fucking masks, you can't tell people follow the science, my body, my choice, right? My body, my choice, motherfucker. Right?
Right.
Somebody agree with me?
Right. Say, yep, yes, right, for sure.
there you go. So check this out.
What happened? Did she get canned?
So listen to this. My sister-in-law, who's watching us live right now, just commented, and she said that it was a bitter wife who found out that her husband was subscribed and then threw a fit. See? I didn't even know that, and I knew that that's what it was.
Yeah, because who else is going to rat her out? Like, a kid ain't going to rat her out, I mean.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say women only dislike women that they think are more attractive than them.
Yeah, that they're threatened by.
Like, If you walk into the bar, right, you're meeting your wife at the bar, and she's talking to a dude who weighs 375 and looks like he fucking drove a
great
Mac.
Great place to meet a chick, too, by the way. Right?
Yeah.
And he drove a Mack truck and fucking poop. No, I'm not saying met your wife. I mean, like, you're meeting your wife out. Like, she was at work, you were at work, and you're just meeting her out for a drink, right? And you walk into the bar and she's talking to fucking some 375-pound fucking slob who can't tuck his shirt in and hasn't seen his toes since 1991. You don't say nothing, right? But if you walk in and she's talking to the most attractive guy in the fucking joint, first thing out of your mouth is, yeah, he probably fucking beats his wife. He's a fucking scumbag. You know, or you make up a story and you're like, yeah, I know him through a friend. Rumor is he's cheating on his wife and he fucks kids, so fuck that dude.
Fuck that dude.
You know what I mean? That's human nature.
Oh, my God. Automatically shit on him because he's a little more handsome, Johnny. That's horrible.
Well, here's the thing. I rarely come into that situation because I dare you to find somebody.
Yeah, I know. How would you even know what that's like?
I got more game than Nintendo. I don't need nothing. My wife is taken care of, pal.
She's taken care of, okay?
Is the waste.
At least I think so.
Jesus.
Nobody's
ever been on this OnlyFans. I wonder how many local talents there are.
I've often wondered that myself. Like, who do I know?
First of all, we grew up in the Valley. I'm gonna say there's at least a couple dozen.
Couple, two, three dozen.
You know, I said a saying on last week's show about, you know, if she smokes, she pokes, right? Back when you were in middle school and high school. And let's not pretend.
Elementary school. Yeah. Oh, that old saying from elementary.
Let's not pretend that those Seymour and Oxford girls weren't smoking half a pack of Parliaments a day, am I right?
And I'm not sure they're making $1 million either if they're from Seymour and Oxford.
I'm willing to bet that you'll never find out because they're probably doing foot, like they're rubbing their feet and shit. Right?
No face?
I'm telling you right now.
No face?
Here's what you do. You find the one chick you know that's been working at Starbucks for like 4 years. And then go see she's driving like an Audi now. She's putting her feet in margarine on the fucking internet. No diggity, no doubt. No diggity, no doubt. And listen, let me tell you something. I could get away with it. I got nice feet. I bet you I could do it. Nobody would
you
know.
You could be a male foot model.
Mm-hmm.
You should try.
You just got to shave up to your calves, you know.
Yeah.
And then you're good to go.
Make sure there's no hair. On your
see,
toes.
I think the hair is an added. Dude, people are fucking weird. People are
well, the people in Europe.
Shit. That's how you got to do the specialty stuff. That stuff. That's you know.
Got to find your niche.
Up in my DMs. I'll figure out a grow out plan for you. You know what I mean?
Do you think we should do like like some sort of like a scientific project, and I'll open up an OnlyFans and see how much money I make in the first 6 months by just putting my feet in like fucking strawberries and fucking mushed bananas.
You'll make something, dude.
Yeah, you would make money. That's the worst part.
I think it's like golf, right? Every like the worst golfer on the weekend still makes like $35,000 for coming in last. I just feel like you sign up for OnlyFans in November, and by February, there's a check for like $45,000 in your fucking in your bank account.
Didatos.
Oh shit!
God, you're a genius,
you're
man.
Welcome. You're welcome. I'll take 5%.
Yo, will you help me put up? Will you help me with an OnlyFans? I gotta get permission first. But
I will get permission. Yeah, get permission.
You never know.
Maybe, ask mom. Maybe, check with mom.
Maybe we could pay for like the fucking swimming pool or like a vacation once a year, despite my dadatos. Wait, that is fucking Jesus brilliant.
Christ. Right off the cuff, too. Amazing.
I mean, that is. I mean, and you can open up yours, and it can be called "What's Happening."
Oh, that's come on.
Or, oh man.
What if we team up? And we do like toe wrestling in butter.
It's not. I'd rather just like hang out. But if it's gonna pay us, my God, toe wrestling in butter, dude, that is so freaking gross.
And remember,
and you know, some whack job would pay for it.
And remember how this show got started. My first episode would be with my feet in peanut butter and fluff.
Yes,
that's true.
Oh my God!
All right, OnlyFans goes live May 1st. Did we lose him?
No, what just happened right here?
I said we're going to start the Dattos on OnlyFans May 1st.
That sounds amazing. You got to do at least one live. You really have to do it and at least do one to just test it out.
I don't want to be a party to this. I'll set you up, but I'm not going to be in the room.
I'll
set up all the time.
I need Kurt to do the ASMR. I need him to do the.
Listen, if you pretend it's winemaking, you're right
there. I can't do it, Wayne.
Here's ready. This is what you're. Right, hold on, ready? You're gonna it'll be silent, and my feet will come out, and then I'll start, and you'll be like, "Watch John as he puts his feet into that fluff. The marshmallowy goodness.
Look at it go between his toes.
Yes, you got it.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, it's all fun and games until we're live with Johnny on tour across the country. I talk and giggle while I put my foot in shit for people. All right, not put my foot in shit.
But
put my foot in stuff.
You know.
Let's get that fucking clear. Wayne, last answer. Do you have a problem with your son's teacher being on OnlyFans? Yes or no? Honest answer.
No.
What do you think your wife would say?
She wouldn't care either.
Neither would mine.
I just don't think it matters.
And you want to know why? And this is the honest to God truth, John. This goes on so many levels of today. People don't really give a shit about anybody but themselves. You know what I mean? Until they do feel threatened and they got nothing to do, then they got to take their misery out on somebody. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that the majority of people really care. You know what I mean?
I don't think so either.
Facebook has attributed to two things since it started, okay? I believe if you can find the numbers that Facebook is responsible for anywhere between 50 to 65% of all divorces since it launched.
Now, yep.
And number two, it's made everybody believe that everything they say is so important that they have to share it with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm fully aware that I say this all the time as I'm sitting here on Facebook Live trying to tell people what I'm saying is very important. But you know what I mean? Like,
you know, but that's the problem is that, how about just misinformation?
Since Donald Trump ran for president in 2016. Okay. And I don't care who you're for, who you're against. That's not why I'm saying it. What I'm saying is since Donald Trump, through COVID and through everything else, how all of a sudden everybody we know is a political science major. They're medical majors. Everybody knows fucking everything about everything all of a sudden. And all they got to do is put their opinion on Facebook. And for some reason, everybody thinks that their opinion is a fact. That's a problem.
That's a problem.
100%.
Oh,
freaking,
shit.
Everybody, well, sometimes they'll even just read headlines, not the article. And then even if you read the article, you have to be able to read and really decipher what the hell they're talking about. And 9 times out of 10, it's an anonymous source. It's a this, it's a that. And it's like, dude, they're freaking, all they hear is the headline and that's what you think. And the damage is already done. It's fucking nuts.
Not only that.
All this shit, I don't know if we're going into the real estate thing soon, but that's what's going on with real estate in the news right now. Like, it's... absolutely insane.
It is 7:36, so we're going to get to it 1 minute. But first, I got to mention two things while I have you on the phone. Number one, Brian Chuck, you are fucking funny. He said instead of OnlyFans, I should be on Only. He said I should be on OnlyFats.
OnlyFats.com.
Real funny there, Brian. Real funny.
Go on, Brian.
Number two, I just want to put this out there for the people who are listening. I am the manager of a baseball travel team called the Nuggy Hounds. And on Monday night, we have a pasta ziti dinner to raise money for the team because it's very expensive. We try to keep the costs down for the families. So if you're interested and you would like to come to our pasta dinner, it's on Monday night from 6 to 8 at the Polish American Club in Naugatuck. And we will have raffles there. We have these cool gift baskets. We have a fire pit. And the kids will be serving the dinner. And it's just $12 a ticket. And you could donate to the team if you don't want to show up. But if you would like to donate to the Nuggy Hounds to help us get these kids continue to play in tournaments and play baseball and give them the equipment they need, just throwing it out there. Nuggy Hounds, pasta dinner Monday night, $12 a ticket. For more information, hit me up. Wayne.
Yo.
Is right now a better time to buy a house or to sell a house?
Both. And the reason why is because if the interest rates go down, you're going to get a cheaper payment and the prices will go up. So you don't want to wait to pay more. If you're going to sell, you're going to get the most for your house than you ever have before in your entire life, whether you do anything to it to fix it up or not. And that's pretty much the truth. And I will put my career on the line with this. And through the years of 19 years, I've always said that if you have a crystal ball or anybody tells you they think what your house is going to be worth in 5 years, they're full of shit because it's just impossible if anything was going to go down, right? Connecticut is probably never going to go anywhere. I mean, if anything, it might level off a little bit, but it will continually gradually go up. And it's because they can't build fast enough. There's no flat land around here. The demand is high. On a good house, you have 40 friggin' offers. On a shitty house, you don't have any. And then, you know, it takes a couple of weeks to sell. But it will sell, and it will sell for a lot. So, yeah, the answer is both.
As much as we shit-talk Connecticut, we all like, we fucking hate it here and blah, blah, blah. People keep fucking moving to this place, huh?
They love it. Yeah, it really is a great, you know, state. It's got the four seasons. It's between Boston. It's between New York. You have a couple of different, you know, major airports. It's fast up and down the East Coast. And, you know, you're obviously really close to England. Not that any of us are well-traveled that much. But it's a frigging great spot. It's just that the winters are too much, you know. So, you know, what I'm putting together is a website called CTTOFL, so ConnecticutToFlorida.com. I got my Florida broker's license, so anybody wants to move down there, I got you covered there too.
Well, take a minute here while I'm being quiet and tell the people where and how they can find you.
Well, you can find me by calling 203-206-2236 or WayneWatt.com, WayneWatt.com. You know, whether you want to do it now or later or whenever, I don't really care. I'm not into pressuring sales. I'm into relationship building and laughing and bullshitting, and then we'll do something serious along the way, like sell your house. And then that's pretty much it. you know, it starts off with a plan. Like, what's your plan, dude? I mean, how long do you guys plan on staying in your forever homes? Let's do a live role play right now.
I don't own a home right now. I don't plan to own a home anytime soon. We like our situation. We love where we live. It's good for us. But I think Kirk Michael here has got to get ready to retire. You've been to his house.
All right, Wayne, here's the thing. So within the next 2 to 3 years, we're thinking we might sell the house. However, I don't want to fix it up. I don't want to get new siding. I don't want to do the... Like, there's some big ticket things that need to be done.
I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do it because I don't think I'm going to be able to get that money back in the sale. Sure. Is that true?
I love that you're talking about this because when my wife bought her house, they were like, yeah, you know, boiler, got to be changed.
Yep.
Change it. 14 years later, we sold it with the same one.
Thank you.
Dude, for what? And it was oil. Like, we could have changed the gas. It was $8,000. For fucking what? The house held hot air like a paper bag. So until we did the siding and the windows and the roof and the this and that, did it really care what was making the heat? No. So yeah. You're right. You know, my parents, they did 19 windows. It was like $30,000 plus.
Yeah. That's what we got quoted.
What?
It's a lot of money, dude.
Yeah. No. Put that money back in your pocket and go bye-bye. You know what I mean? You don't need to do that.
So one
window goes bad, you replace it. Especially if you're not going to stay there. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm thinking. And so is it like if I say, okay, I'm going to sell it, but like everybody says that as-is thing, is that a bad thing to say I'm selling it as-is?
No, everybody, you know you're buying a used house. You know you're buying a used car. You know you're buying.
Right, right.
You know what you're getting yourself into, right? What's crazy right now is a lot of people cannot even, you know, if you have two people fighting over the house and they're coming at you with the same amount of money,
yeah.
What makes a better bid? Well, bid with less contingency. So, no, we're not even going to inspect it.
Exactly.
How about that?
Exactly. It's what I want.
Problem solved, dude. Now it doesn't matter. Now all the money you did spend might have been in vain. So it's like, for what? You want to look, you don't want to hand over a piece of crap and you don't want to live in a piece of shit.
Right.
So you want to enjoy it while you're there. That's the thing that gets my friggin', just makes me nuts is when people fix it up right before they sell it.
Exactly.
What are you doing? Or like the day of the closing, we didn't get all the stuff out. Well, two dudes could come in and move all this shit, but you couldn't have done it the whole time you were there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's like, enjoy it while you got it, you know?
Right. I'm going to call when I'm ready, dude. I'm going to call you for sure.
I would, and I'll give you the $5 that I gave you for saying that too later on.
Yeah, Jesus.
Fucking perfect timing.
You guys are out of fucking control. Wayne.
I love Wayne.
I sent you a text message. I had somebody else planned for tonight. They couldn't make it. I text Wayne. He texted me back 10 minutes later and said, just fucking call me. You are a gem. I owe you one. I want you back on in 2 or 3 weeks to talk employment. I want you to put some stuff together and maybe we could even do like a mock interview. You ready for that?
I was a recruiter, so I would love to do that.
All right, so I will...
Are you guys in studio right now?
We are. I'm going to have you come in studio when we do this.
I think I need to come in for this.
Yeah, one. I agree.
All right, so we're going to book it out 2 to 3 weeks from now. I will call you, and we will get it set up, and then you're going to come in, and we're going to pimp the shit out of the episode because we're going to make everybody watch it, so we'll give it 3 weeks lead time so that we can promote it, and you can get some people out there to come and like my page. Shameless plug.
Sweet.
WayneWatt.com. Hey, you're still over at the same company if I mention their name right now, right?
Yes, Dave Jones Realty.
All
right. Prospect, 4 other offices, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, Florida.
WayneWatt.com. Go to Facebook. Find him. He's Wayne Watt. If you want to contact him there, go to Dave Jones Realty, LLC. They are in Prospect. Nice little building on the left-hand side as you drive to Scott Road. Even when I used to go to work every day. Wayne, I appreciate you. I love you, and I can't wait to see you in a few weeks inside. Thank you so very much for coming on tonight.
I'm your first subscriber to Dottos. Peace out, guys.
Peace, Dottos, brother. See ya.
Fucking guy. That's funny.
I love that dude, man.
That's fucking funny.
I love that guy.
The Dottos.
The Dottos. T-O-E-S.
Over under on Amy saying you're not fucking doing that. But here's the thing. Let's say I do it, right? You talk kneecaps down, right?
Yeah.
Imagine you made, and let's. I'm not gonna be delusional and think that I can make $1.3 million a year, right?
I want to see if you could make a grand.
Let's say I make $1,000, right?
That's all I want to see, right, dude. I'm gonna see if the domain.
That's fucking hysterical. The Dottos.
You think it's available? Did is that right?
D-I-D-A-T-O. Yeah. And then ES.
Yo, $10. You can get the get your credit card.
Oh, I left it at home. We'll get it.
That's incredible.
I was just gonna say I'll send you my credit card information later. No, the fuck I
won't. No, don't do that.
I'll be a Kirk. What are these other charges? Oh, it's that teacher's only fans.
That's strange.
Yeah, great.
Wow.
Great.
Gold membership, huh?
Great. So, match. My first subscriber was with my own credit card. You fucking
tier three.
You're a fucking preaver.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. That's incredible. That's funny. Well, Wayne, thank you very much.
Thanks,
guys.
Wayne.
Go find Wayne. Sell your fucking house. Stop worrying about what other people are doing. Who gives a fuck if the teacher's on OnlyFans?
Let him go.
Stop worrying about what other people are doing. Worry about what you're fucking doing. But more importantly, moms, dads, you go out and get drunk, but leave the kids at home. I'm not like the best parent in the world, but I gotta tell you, bringing the kids to get shit faced with you, not the best idea.
Pay
you're
for a
have.
Sitter. I mean, just get a sitter.
It's How fine. About just stay home and get hammered?
Exactly.
You live in Florida. Just go in the backyard.
Fuck.
Right? Then the kids could go into the room into the air conditioning, and you can get shit house drunk and pass out in your own backyard like a real man.
Thank you.
Like we used to do it.
Yeah.
If you're interested in the pasta dinner Monday night, let us know for the Noggy Hounds. You can hit me up for that information. $12 a ticket. Good pasta, salad, raffles, garlic bread. It's a whole fucking thing.
Where is it?
The Polish American Club. You know where it's Bridge Street. There's KFC and Big Y.
Yeah, yeah.
The
of course.
Polish American Club is right back
in
there.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
All right, maybe we'll come down.
It's nice. To the men and women serving this country, thank you very much. We salute your service. The three most important words in English language are, how are you? You could save somebody's week. You could save somebody's day. You might save somebody's life. It's important that we reach out to those who aren't reaching out to us. People in this country need to start taking mental health very seriously. We don't. We blame everything else except for the root of the cause. So check up on somebody. Ask them how they're doing. Do it. Bright Eyes, I'm coming home. We will see you all next week. We love you.